Hola, vos, chica. Welcome to the Smiley Empowerment Podcast. This is where we celebrate the strength, resilience, and determination of Latina women and all women who are constantly on the go, pushing through challenges and achieving their goals. I like to call these women vos, chica, like me. If you're a busy woman, ready to be uplifted, inspired, empowered to take charge of your healing journey and be a vos, chica, you've come to the right place. We can all agree life can be hectic and overwhelming, but anything is possible with the right mindset, attitude, tools, and support. Let me introduce myself. My name is Smiley Filomena Rodriguez, and I am a Latina life empowerment coach and a social worker. I started this podcast because I know what feeling alone and overwhelmed with past wounds and challenges feel like. I want to help you with self-discovery, self-love, and self-empowerment so you can grow and thrive. Do you sometimes feel alone? ¿Te sientes sola? Well, you're not alone. No estás sola. You have me, your coach, Smiley. In each episode, I'll share personal stories of resilience, healing tips, practical advice, strategies for managing your time and priorities, for improving your relationship with yourself and others, and insights on cultivating a positive and fulfilling, joyful life. So grab your earbuds and tea or coffee, take a deep breath, and get ready to be inspired and encouraged. Let's begin this journey together and empower each other to become the best versions of our lives. Let's get started. You got this. Today's special episode is about being ghosted by your best friend. And this was inspired not only by my own experience of being ghosted by a best friend, but I noticed that across social media, especially on TikTok, I've been recently getting messages from young women, actually even teenagers, but young women and women alike, sharing that they were ghosted by their best friend and now their bestie won't respond to their texts or emails or any line of communication. And they've reached out to me saying, Smiley, do you have any tips on how to win back the love from my bestie or how to navigate now without my bestie? But mostly I've gotten more of the ladies wanting to know how to amend the broken relationship. But a lot of them feel very confused because they've expressed that they've been ghosted by their best friend. And some of them have admitted that they made a mistake, but that they didn't explain what exactly that mistake was. So I want to elaborate on, number one, you're not alone. I want you to know that you're not alone. I have been ghosted by my former best friends, and navigating friendships is hard, right? Navigating friendship challenges, healing from a broken heart after you were ghosted is not an easy thing to do, but it's one that I want to offer as much support as I can. And also for those friends or family members that are around these young women that have been ghosted, be more patient, have more grace. Sometimes I believe that family and friends could be very understanding of us and be really there for us, but there's a part where people lose their patience and they say, like, you know, get over it. You can find another friend. Because many times it's hard for our support group to understand how painful it is when you have broken up with a friend. There's many studies and many individuals that have reported that it can feel as hurtful as when you have gone through a romantic breakup or a divorce. Some have even said that it's even more painful because that was their person for emotional support more than maybe their partner. So no judgment, but let's talk more about this. Let's dive in. Listen to episode 47 for more tips and let me know how you are navigating your broken heart. And I hope that these tips help you. Keep listening. So yes, I I really believe that this is a subject that's very delicate. So I want to handle it in the most delicate way that I can. Again, if you are experiencing this, being ghosted by a best friend or a friend, I want you to know that you're not alone. It's something that has happened over many times for many people across age groups. So I want to offer you 5 tips that can help you. And these 5 tips are more actionable steps for you to take control and for you to take actionable steps to help you in your healing after you've been ghosted or after a breakup with a friend. These same tips can be applied also to other relationships, other breakups, but I wanted to focus specifically on friendship challenges, right? And because I've been getting more and more messages about this, and it's something that's very real. I know that many years ago, when I was ghosted by former best friend, and it happened to me more than once, each one was different. Each one of those situations were different. However, I felt very lonely. And you are possibly feeling the same way. You're feeling lonely, disconnected, misunderstood. You're missing your bestie, and that could be very hard on your spirit. It could really leave you with a broken heart. And I want to speak to your broken heart. I want you to know that you're not alone. I want you to know that you can amend your broken heart, that you can move forward. And it feels now like you can't without your best friend, but you can. It takes time. Acknowledge and understand that what you're feeling is real. It is your feelings. They're important. They matter. And this experience is going to help you. Trust me, it's going to help you to strengthen yourself. Right now, you're feeling pain, discomfort, but in that pain, you will find strength because you do have an inner strength. We all do. It's just that when we're feeling overwhelmed and we are focused on our pain, it's very difficult to find the strength. The strength is there, but we don't acknowledge it because we're so much into our pain. So I want to offer you some practical steps, some actionable advice that you can really take reins, take hold of your feelings while you're navigating this friendship challenge, this hardship, because you can heal from being ghosted. You definitely can, but it takes time. And over at TikTok, I actually did a TikTok video that was very specific with you in mind, because I wanted you to focus on your self-care. More importantly than what can I do to win my friend back? What can I do to win my best friend back? How can my best friend love me again? I wanted you to shift your focus from them to yourself. So the first thing I want you to do is acknowledge that this is messed up and it hurts and you're in this pain, but there's power. You have the power within to definitely move forward when the time comes. Now, right now you may be at a standstill with the pain, and that's understandable. I want you to understand that that happens. That's part of the grieving process. You're not alone with this. You're not going crazy. You're not the only one feeling this, right? But I want you to acknowledge that pain. That is the first step I want you to do. I want you to really acknowledge what you're feeling. And in that acknowledgement, in the first step, I then want you to connect with other supportive friends or family members that you trust. Now, you may say, no, it was just my best friend. That was it, my ride or die. No, I want you to step back and understand that you are not alone, right? And that there might be one other friend, or there might be a family member or two that you trust and that you can feel comfortable to share your feelings. It's important to stay connected with other people. And if that connection could be via text, it could be through FaceTime, right? It's so important to open up about your feelings, because in discussing your feelings and those experiences that you just encountered, that will help you to start acknowledging your own feeling. It will help you to Also, listen to other people's perspective and possibly some sound advice that they may have. No judgment. So if you have a friend or a family member that's too judgy, that's not the person to open up to. Now, you may say in the first step, well, Smiley, I'm acknowledging my feelings. I'm also reaching out to one other friend that I have that I think that they can give me some sound advice, or a family member. That is great. So that's step one. However, to step one, if you find that you don't have a supportive friend besides your bestie, right, that you just ghosted you, if you don't have a family member you can trust and you're like, wow, Smiley, I really don't find that I'm connected to anyone, then okay, that's your situation. Then you're connected to me, right? You're listening to this podcast. You might be connected to another group of network of people that are like-minded like you, right? You may look at YouTubes on videos that give also some concrete advice on this matter. So you can connect to other people in those groups that are experiencing the same thing as you. You may also get professional help. You might decide, you know what, let me get a counselor. Let me speak to my mom. If you're a teenager, let me speak to my mom about it and tell her, mom, you know, I want a counselor to talk and talk more about what happened with me and so-and-so. I think I need help. And then your mom with her insurance or parent, another parent or caretaker can really help you if you're a teenager to set that appointment. If you're a young adult, an adult, then you possibly have your own insurance or your own way of navigating, right, to contact counselor or a coach for yourself. So it's important to understand that you need support, whether that's support from a like-minded and a person you trust already existing in your family dynamic or in your friendship group. Sometimes with friends, if your bestie that ghosted you, had you both have common friends, it might be a bit hard and we don't want a triangulation, right? We don't want it to be that they're pulling sides. So you may want to stay more away from that and maybe speak to a friend that wasn't part of that group could be a little bit more helpful. However, you will know best. I want you to use your judgment on who can you trust, one person that you can trust to share your feelings, because it is important to share your feelings, okay? Now, navigating through these challenges is not easy, so I want you to focus on the actionable step. Step two, I really want you to focus on your wellness, on your self-care, and that will be you focusing on activities that will promote you, that will help you feel better about yourself. Because whether you made a mistake in the relationship, whether it was something that you did that you have to be accountable for, and now this best friend ghosted you, doesn't want any part of you, I want you to understand that I don't want you to beat up on yourself. I want you to acknowledge whatever it was, and respect their boundaries, right? If they don't want to speak to you at the time, respect that. But now is the time to focus on yourself. I want you to engage in activities that will help you to feel better, that will help you through this process of grieving that you're in right now. So I want you to relax. I want you to really work on your own feelings, on taking care of yourself. Now, this could be by several activities that all promote the self-care and self-wellness, and they will help you in your mental health as well, because I want you to be very careful about what are those thoughts that are coming in, right? You want to make sure that you continue to promote your own wellness, regardless of the pain that you're feeling with this matter that your friend ghosted you. It's very real, but you have to take control over what you can control. So in step two, which is a great actionable step, is for you to engage in activities that will really help to begin to feel better. So that could be you exercising a little more, focusing on your own health, right? That could be reading certain self-help books if you like to. It could be possibly books on this same topic. There's so many books out there that can help you to navigate this challenging time, very specific to the breakup with the friendship, right? But you also can get books that have nothing to do with this and they're fictional, just to help you to get a bit distracted. You can engage in meditation. There's so many guided meditations on YouTube. There's meditations that you can find for free that can really help you to take time and make space for you to silence your mind a little bit so you can think things better. Now, it's not to overthink. And if you're an overthinker, I know that I've been an overthinker. We want to do less of that worrying, less of things projecting out that outcomes are going to be, you know, the worst. I want you to take time to really reflect on your own feelings, on you, right? So you can do meditation. You can spend some time outdoors. It's really helpful to breathe in some fresh air, to go to a park, be with nature, just so you can relax a bit. This helps you to bring your energy level to a place where you can find a little bit of ease, because you might be in so much pain, thinking many thoughts, thinking a lot of thoughts that are not even good for you. You may be thinking, I'm the worst, I'm not good enough. You go into your self-worth, right? And you feel that without your bestie, you feel out of place, out of whack, because the connection was so deep. You possibly had such great years together, and now you're missing that. However, something occurred, something happened. And if you can't get the answers from your best friend at the moment because they don't want to speak to you, I don't want you to get fixated on making them speak to you. Because the more you become like that, that you are texting them and they're not returning your call or text, then you cross over into harassment. Then you cross over into really imposing yourself on someone that, for whatever the reason, and I'm not saying that they were right or wrong for it because I don't know all the details, but what it is that you've been ghosted. And being ghosted is a terrible feeling that people are left with. Sometimes it's justified if there's harm, if there's danger, I understand. However, in friendships where it wasn't something that it was harmful in the sense of like threatening to yourself, I always suggest open communication. Listen, this is not working out. We're going to part ways. But not everyone is able to do that. Not everybody is mature enough. And a lot of people, sometimes they don't want to be confrontational. So they just drop you. And it's not for you to figure out why they dropped you. It's for you to figure out, okay, what have I learned in that relationship? And that takes me to step number three. In number three, I want you to reflect. What can you learn from this process? As painful as it was, take time to journal. Put your thoughts into paper. Start thinking to yourself, okay, what happened here? What can I learn from this moment? As painful as it is, I was ghosted. This person broke up with me without even giving me a reason. However, there are things that I possibly either was responsible for, and I want to focus on making myself better so I don't repeat the same mistakes. And the emotions that come up, what are they? What are you feeling? And what's your perspective on the whole thing, right? I want you to take ownership about what you are experiencing at this time. So it's good to, in step three, to write down your thoughts. What's coming up for you? Focus on your own journey. At this moment, this is your moment, right? This is very personal to you, but there are lessons here. I remember that when it happened to me the first time, and that was, wow, that was a very long time ago, that I was for the first time ghosted from a former best friend. I was devastated. I did not have these tools. As much as I am a mental health professional, I couldn't gather myself. It was devastating to me. It happened at a moment where I didn't expect. Looking back now, I could see some red flags. However, I couldn't understand what happened, and I didn't have the tools in place to help me. That's why I'm so passionate about now expressing and sharing my experiences and sharing some tools that you can use and some tips, because it could be very helpful. It's a lonely road when you are just dropped by a person that you trusted, that it's not just someone you met yesterday. The person that first ghosted me was more than 10 years in a friendship, in a relationship, and it was devastating. However, I learned a lot from that. I learned also what could I have done differently. Not that I'm blaming myself, how I need to take care of myself. And that's why I want you in step three to really learn how you can move forward by learning the lessons. What is the messaging there? So like that, you can make changes and you can apply these teachings, these learnings, these valuable insights into future relationships, into future friendships. And right now you may think this doesn't make sense because I am so devastated right now. I don't want to even think about a future best friend. I could never get someone like that person. And it's understandable. We're all unique. You're never going to get that same one person again. However, I guarantee you, and I know that you in the future can meet other friends and other friendships and new people that will value you, that you will be more in a place where you both can work things out. And possibly when conflicts arise in the friendship or challenges, they're not just going to ghost you. They're not just going to drop you, right? Because when you meet other people that are mature, that have an emotional intelligence that's a bit higher, or that are open to talking and expressing themselves, then the relationship gets better. And this also depends your age, right? You might be listening to this and you're a teenager. You might be listening to this, you're in your early 20s, or you might be listening to this and you're in your mid 30s, upper 40s, or 50 plus, right? Wherever you're at in your journey, you have your own emotional intelligence, right? You have your own level of maturity. And for some of us, we are not in a place where we can respond in such a mature way. I know there's many years ago, right, when I was in high school, if something like this would have happened, I possibly would have done other actions that were more immature. But as you're learning from these lessons and years go by, you start becoming more mature. You start understanding a little bit more your own emotions. And you have to take your power back. What I mean by that, I know it's hurtful. I know you miss your bestie, but you have to take the relationship and those emotions back to yourself. If now you are without your best friend, you miss them, give yourself some time to grieve, but then you have to move forward. Don't stay too long down for the count. Don't stay long listening to the musics that you both would listen, because that's going to only make you more sad. So in the step number three that you're reflecting, put some music that lifts your spirit. Make sure that you have a journal notebook for yourself where you could write your feelings, because that is helpful. Because then guess what? Months after, right? You can look back and you can reflect, oh, this is where I was. These were the emotions that I had. And you can use those journals to then learn more about you. Learn where your weakness was. What was the things that affected you the most? Write it down. What was so painful? What were the good things in the relationship? Possibly what were things that you could have done differently? Not blaming yourself, but understanding that they made that decision without you. Right? If they ghosted you, and guess what? You need to work on you. So it's not so much about how do I win them back. Is it possible that you can rekindle with a best friend? Yes, that is possible. It's happened to me, right? Could it be that now you're no longer best friends? The friendship takes a different turn? Yes, that can happen. It happened to me. So I had another situation with a former best friend that when we rekindled, it was almost up to almost a year that we wasn't really speaking. We realized that things occurred. There were other third parties that made up things that kept us in the dark. You have to be careful with that when other people get in the mix and they're not being honest and taking advantage of you and that other person having that breakup of or misunderstanding. And then what happened was we cleared the air. We cleared everything. It was great. And then we just decided that we would stay friends. We're actually pretty close friends, but we no longer have the best friendship. And that's okay. It's okay. It's very organic. It wasn't like, oh, I'm not going to be your best friend because I'm punishing you, right? It's not about that. When you're rekindling in that phase, it's two people coming together to speak about what happened. And then you can decide from that point, Do we want to move forward? Do we move forward again, rekindling the best friendship? Or do we move forward just rekindling and being friends, right? Or we decide to have closure right here and we decide to part ways and we're not friends at all. So it all depends. But in step three, when you reflect and you write things down, that offers you the opportunity to really reflect. So in case that your best friend reaches out again and you are open to speaking, now you're in a better place because you better understand yourself. You've released a lot of the anger, the upsetment in these journals, and you've done the meditation and you've worked on yourself. So you get what I'm saying? Don't focus so much on making them speak to you again and you over explaining yourself of what happened. Give yourself grace and time. If it's going to happen, it will. It has a way of working itself, but you have to be also ready. And that's how you prepare yourself, by reflecting, acknowledging what you felt, right? And then in step four, I want you to take time to really look at, what are those emotions that are coming up for you? I want you to identify in step four. I want you to think about, what do I need emotionally, right? Because if I ever talk to this friend again and we rekindle, or any other future friendships, then what do I need in my friendships? What do I need in terms of validation and support and communication and respect and mutual respect? This is very important. You have to be more self-aware. You have to be self-aware. What are you feeling? What are your needs? And then you'll be able to set some boundaries so you can be able to effectively communicate, right, with your future relationships, whether, again, that's the best friend that you ghosted you, if she or he comes back into your life and you want to rekindle and you guys both agree to speak, right? Or if you want to prepare yourself through the healing, through working on yourself, so when you have future friendships or existing friendships that may go to the next level or just existing friendships, you're able to communicate effectively. You're able to let them know what are your emotional needs for you, and actually also ask them, what are your emotional needs in the friendship? So you both can be mutual in communicating with each other and your needs. Now, this may happen with your best friend if there's opportunity for rekindling. I don't leave that out because it's happened. There's friendships that have rekindled, whether it's a best friendship or a close friend. However, not all the time that happens. And I want you to be prepared for that. I want you to be understanding that you cannot force someone else to be in your life. And while you may be the person that has sent messages to me or to other people asking, give me tips. How do I win back my best friend that ghosted me? Give me tips. How do I win them back? I have to say, the best thing to do is focus on yourself. And if they come back, you will be a healthier self, a person that will be very clear on what you need. And guess what? If they come back and you're there for it, you're in a healthier space. And also, you're not chasing, right? You're not thirsty. You're not out there like, oh, I can't wait. I want them. No, give yourself respect. Give yourself time. If it was something that you did and you want to amend and you've been reaching out because you're like, you know what? I keep telling them I'm sorry. I keep telling them why I'm sorry. I'm never going to do that again. And they still don't want to accept it. You have to back out and understand that if they don't want to do anything with you because of that mistake, something that they feel that they don't want to deal with anymore, maybe is the best thing. So you have to be accepting of the situation and not harass them, chasing them, not come across as someone who's desperate. And you may say, but that's how I feel. Then you need to work on that with yourself, or even seek professional help with a counselor or a therapist, or even someone like myself or another coach, where you can work and navigate through these difficulties. Okay? Because I want you to be able to have support for yourself. And like in the first steps, right? When you acknowledge your feelings, you acknowledge what's happening, and then you get connected with people that you can trust, right? Whether it's a coach, a mental health professional, a family member you trust, okay? And lastly, I want you to really stay connected with positive activities. I want you to really get into enjoying life again. I understand that it was painful. I get it. I've been there, like I shared before. I have been there more than once throughout my lifetime. And I think that each time I've learned more and more that while there are things that I had to work on myself, a lot of it was on them. A lot of it was on their insecurities. There were folks there that were not as nice in the sense that when things got tough, their rudeness and mean spirit came out. It was something that I did not know. So people have different facets of themselves. People have different personalities, and sometimes they could be very manipulative and they can be mean-spirited, right? And you may say, but that's not how my bestie was always. Well, sometimes there are parts of people, right? We all have dark sides. We all can become mean if we choose to. And I'm not justifying what they did, but I want you to take your power back. So on step 5, the actionable step that I want you to take, I want you to take time to do things that you enjoy. Get into some hobbies. Get into your passion. I want you to reconnect with your passion. If you like to draw, get into drawing again. Because sometimes during the challenges with our friends, we neglect ourselves, right? And if you were ghosted or just had a breakup, your focus is all about them and what you used to have. And you no longer have that. So now I want you to surround yourself, right, with positive people and experiences that are going to make you feel better. I want you to do that. I want you to go into your life and examine and look at what do you like? What do you like about yourself? What about you want to grow and get better? So in step 5, I want you to get engaged with positive activities that you enjoy. Go out to the movies, invite another friend if you have another friend. Listen, if you want to do some activities by yourself, but that they provoke you to laugh, they provoke you to smile, you need to connect with your inner self. And you may say, well, Smiley, a lot of the things that I enjoy doing it with my former best friend. I get that. And that's okay. It's okay. If you reminisce that for a minute, don't stay long in it, but okay, give tribute to that. That's what you used to do with that person. Now have a new experience. Do something new. Go to a different location. Don't go to the same movie theater. Go somewhere else. Expand your passions, right? Expand your enjoyable hobbies. Do something different. And if you want to frequent the same places that you did because you're like, well, I live in a small town, you know, or I really like the comfortability of this movie theater. Why should I change if she or he are the ones? Then that's fine. As long as you're not dwelling on those emotions, that's okay. I know that for me, when the different times that I've been ghosted or had friendship breakups, I know that I couldn't revisit the same restaurants for a time. Not that I never did and it was banned for life, but there was a time period, I think at least in the first 6, almost to that year, that I would just avoid those restaurants because they brought up too many memories and it was hurtful. So intentionally, I was like, nope, I'm choosing places and events and new people that are going to make me feel good. Not that I'm going to tap into a memory that's going to make me sad. So after some time, it gets better. I promise you, it does get better. Think about a time where you in the past were very sad about something and then now you're no longer sad about it. When you think about it, you can talk about it, but emotions don't come up. That means you healed from it. It takes time. So you have to give yourself grace. You have to give yourself kindness. And I speak of this to every heart that has been broken by being ghosted from a friend, from a best friend, or from even a partner. That has happened as well. But my focus right now is friendship challenges because so many of us have dealt with this and there's no right and wrong answer. However, it is something we have to face and navigate. And the more we become aware of ourselves, our emotions, the more we get in touch with other people that understand us, not that they misunderstand us. So you have to be very careful who you open up to, okay? And understand that you have your own level of emotional intelligence and maturity. And if you're in an age group that you feel a little bit more overwhelmed, like if you're a teenager or a young adult just entering adulthood and it feels very overwhelming, I understand. It's difficult. I want you more than anyone else to really lock in and get with someone you can trust. And if you're a teenager, I share with you this, speak to your parents or caretaker, especially if it's one that you can trust, and maybe seek some professional counseling while you're going through this. Maybe speak to a guidance counselor in your school. Don't be ashamed to speak about your feelings about this because it matters. Your feelings are valid. It makes sense that you're feeling so upset when someone has ghosted you that you trusted them. It makes sense, regardless if you made a mistake, regardless if there's some things that you have to be accountable for. No one deserves to be ghosted, right? And it doesn't feel good. And if someone has ghosted someone else because their life was in danger or they were in danger, that's different. So, right? That's different. But you still have to deal with the feelings, the consequences that come after that action, right? To every action, right? There's a reaction. So I want you to take good care of yourself. These five practical, actionable steps can really help you to begin to feel a bit better, but it takes time. I hope that they help. Do your best to do this work. If you need my help, please let me know. Reach out to me in the show notes. I have the information how you could reach out to me. Follow me on social media platforms. So on Instagram, Smiley Empowerment. And again, my name is spelled not with a Y, S-M-I-L-I-E. It is my real name. So Smiley Empowerment. On TikTok, follow me there. Actually, that's where I got the most messages on this topic. And you can follow me at TikTok at Coach Smiley, S-M-I-L-I-E. There I'm at Coach Smiley. Please let me know how you enjoyed this episode. Let me know if you are one that was ghosted and how are you navigating these challenges, because I'm interested in knowing how you're doing. Let me know how you enjoyed this episode. Please share this episode with other people. You never know who in silent might be suffering, and these tips may help them. As well as these five tips that I just shared, they can also help you with other relationships. So if you've broken up romantically, this still can apply to those relationships as well. And if you are someone that you've never been ghosted, but you are a friend to someone that has been ghosted, this is a good episode to listen to it too, because it also offers you these tools. This episode offers tools for you too, because you can use these tools to be of help and support to another friend or to a family member. So share the episode, follow, like, comment, let me know how you like the episodes, and let me know what other topics you're interested in hearing me talk about. And soon I'm going to be bringing in some guests as well, because I love to bring in new insight for folks to also get more information, more resources, because we're all about making sure that you're empowered, making sure you're tapping into your power, and making sure that you're in community. Community is so important. So soon I'm going to be launching the Boss Chicas Club Circle of Trust, and that's for women, young women over the age of 18 that would like to get connected virtually and with some opportunities for in person with women that are like-minded, that are going through similar things. In the Boss Chicas Club, we're going to be discussing different topics, helping one another in building our dreams, because many times we don't spend time with our friends talking about our dreams and creating actionable plans to get our dreams, right? Some people do, but often we don't. We're busy going out, doing other things. So in the club, in the Boss Chicas Club, you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to get 2 one-on-one coaching sessions with me within that year membership. And for the founding members that are now joining, the offer is a great, great price for you. Very affordable. It's good. It's a good package deal for you, especially as founding members. Being part of something at the beginning is the best, because as it grows, then you're like, you know what? I was part of that when it was the beginning. So I hope that this episode helped. Share it with other folks. Make sure you leave in the comments for me how you like the episode. Let me know what else you want to hear. Look out for the Boss Chicas Club membership registration. coming soon. I'll be putting that information soon. And always know to take care of yourself. Keep going strong. No one else has power over you but yourself. So don't give your power away. You got this. Catch you in the next one. Besitos.